The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Did you have an absolute just disaster of an apartment when you were younger, like your first apartment? 312-946-4995. I'll tell you, you can think about it for a second. I'll tell you why I asked. So I actually went and passed by my first ever apartment that I moved into when I was 18. I want to tell you why it was what I'm calling a total S show, if you know what I mean. And my first apartment was above this 5 a.m. bar called the Beaumont. So every night at like 4 or 5 a.m., it would just be a nightmare. Like people would be yelling and screaming. And I was like 18, so it was like okay some of the nights. But I also worked 7 jobs through college. There was also 4 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment. I also had a window that didn't close all the way. So in the winter, it was freezing. In the summer, it was hot. And it was just loud every single night. And I had to walk up like 30 stairs to get it. That was my first ever, I'm going to call it an S show of an apartment, okay?
Dang, yeah.
So did you have an apartment that, whether it was because of the apartment or the roommates or whatever the situation was, mine was a little bit of everything, it was a total S show?
Oh, the worst roommate. They barricaded me into my own room when she was on the outside. And then I later found out that she took my toothbrush before that in the toilet. Found out 5 years later that she did that.
Oh, that's very Seinfeld. Why? Okay, can we go back to why she locked you in your room?
Yeah, she just was trying to get me out. And when I said no, she just barricaded me in the room. And the karma was when finals rolled around, I stole her printer cord so she couldn't print her final essay.
I love that. I don't know why I love that so much. It's like this kind of weird, petty little inconvenience.
I felt like I went really low, but she kind of deserved it. She put my toothbrush in the freaking toilet.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Lauren, you heard that my first apartment was a nightmare. It was a total S show, as I'm calling it. Did you have one of those?
Yeah, so when I got married, we moved into his studio apartment for a while.
You said enough, studio apartment. 2 people.
Yeah, that's already enough. And we had, at the time, a dog, a cat, a 3-foot-long lizard, 2 snakes, 2 hedgehogs, and a rat.
What? You could have had a 5-bedroom house, and I still would have thought that was crazy.
And to make things even better, for some reason, we didn't pay an electric bill when we lived there because it was, like, wired wrong, but the whole apartment was on 1 fuse. So if you were running the microwave and the fridge kicked on, the whole apartment would be without power and you had to wait for the landlord to come and do the
fuse. This is a TV show. This is not real. This is a TV show you saw once, right?
It was just spectacular. And we couldn't get gas in there either because the apartment didn't exist to the gas company, so they wouldn't come turn on our gas. So we didn't have a stove. We had a toaster oven and a hot plate.
How long did you live there?
Only a couple of months while we were waiting for our next place to open up.
What was your next place? The Lincoln Park Zoo?
Yeah, but what's funny is he worked there.
He worked at the zoo?